Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon. We've got a fun show.
Yes, great chat today. I'm excited.
Great chat. Very informational chat. Mm-hmm. We've, of course, got Jenna Baker Dennis in studio with Great Expectations Realty. We've got Steve Walt in studio as well. They are our local experts.
We got a lot of questions. There's a lot of fancy terms out there that we need definitions to. Yeah. Okay, we're getting to the bottom of it.
There's a lot of fees. I know you found this out when you bought your house. I found this out when I bought my house. There's fees and all this stuff that people don't even know about.
Right. And what can we push back on?
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve's like, nothing, please. Thanks.
So we will talk about, a lot of important stuff that you need to know if you are buying a house anytime soon. And we've also got some exciting developments out in Hastings.
I love our chat about Hastings.
Yeah, man.
There's some really cool properties out there that are for sale. So, yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of it.
We're going to talk about that. There's a new home on Charlotte Street that's making waves.
Oh,
it's for sale.
Okay.
There's a lot of exciting stuff going on. So you guys are going to want to stick around for this one. It's going to be fun. Before we get into it, I will tell you, speaking of fun, our great people at Nissan of St. Augustine's, they have great cars, great people, great value. The only thing they're missing is you. They vow to be attentive, honest, and straightforward with you throughout your auto purchase and your ownership experience. They've got everything. The Nissan Rogue, the Altima, the Nissan Titan, the Nissan Maxima. They've got that Aria, the all-electric vehicle that you can just drive for a day. They just let you drive it for a day.
So if you
want to save on some gas today, you need to run a bunch of errands, you need to pick up all the 17 kids from school.
Easy peasy.
Get that Aria for
a
day.
Get them in the Aria.
Just do it. They want to become a staple in our community by building lasting and valuable relationships, and they take that very, very seriously, as well as providing service that exceeds all expectations. They're open 7 days a week in their sales center until 8 p.m. for your convenience, so you can really check them out any time of the day. Stop by Nissan at St. Augustine today. We love them, and you will, too.
Fresh inventory. He is so pumped.
That's right.
That showroom is stocked. He's ready
to
go.
Lots of new cars.
Let's go.
Lots of brand new cars. If you're in the market for a brand new car.
Yep.
Got a ton of them down there at Nissan.
Look, he's been waiting for this. So he's excited. He goes, Davey, get on there and tell him I got brand new inventory. Yeah. So that's exciting. Yeah,
and it's great, too, because the prices of cars are coming back down to a reasonable level.
They
really are. So if you were car shopping a year ago and you got discouraged, you got to go back to Nissan today because those prices have come down from the factory. It's all getting better.
Great stuff.
Yeah, man. Speaking of getting better, your home could be getting a whole lot better and a whole lot more comfortable if you just call our friends at All American Air.
Mm-hmm.
They've been the pros for 43 years here in St. Johns County and our surrounding areas. They really do take great pride in providing quality service and installations. They exceed all expectations. And while they can match anybody's price, nobody can beat their quality and their service. All American Air, check them out today, 904-461-0070. All right, we've got Jenna and Steve in studio, and we're going to get right to them.
All right.
How y'all doing today? Great to have you in studio here with us.
Great, thanks for having us.
For sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Steve, let's talk about some of these fees that we get hit with. I got to tell you, I was so surprised by some of the added money that I had to pay that I had no idea I was going to pay. Now, I should have gone about my process a little bit better. Should have been a little more, should have worked with a real estate agent.
You know, I'm thinking about who you worked with.
But talk to me about things like transaction fees, other fees, anything people may need to know about this when they're going into the home purchasing experience.
Right. Yeah. There are add-on fees
that
are added on by the real estate company sometimes. And sometimes those are known as transaction fees.
Okay.
And there's regulations that they have to disclose those fees before they actually provide you service. And part of the problem the consumer has is that they were not aware of these fees, or the fees were included in some random introductory document that had a lot of other perhaps important information, but now here's a fee stuck in the middle of it, that they didn't realize that they were making an obligation for that fee. Now, in fairness, in your real estate closing, you're going to have fees that never go away. The state of Florida is going to charge you tax on your deed.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Okay.
The state of Florida is going to charge you a tax on your mortgage. They're going to charge you a tax on your note if you borrow money. That's never going away.
Okay.
The real estate commissions are always earned and very important.
I bet you get that a lot. Do you get that a lot? Like, what is that all about? Like, okay, so somebody says, well, I want to shave. Can you shave off, a percentage? I mean, I know that's kind of rude, but what's the education there? What's the etiquette?
Well, negotiation of commissions is legal, and you can negotiate commissions. And, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you deal with somebody like Jenna.
Yeah.
As your real estate broker, and I know you guys know her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, would you rather drive a Mercedes-Benz and pay the cost of it, or would you like to have a 1988 Yugo? Now, you guys might be a little too young for the Yugo.
No, I know. It did not go. Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to pay Yugo price with 385,000 miles, or do you want a Jenna Baker Dennis that is the Mercedes-Benz of real estate?
Right.
Yeah.
You got to pay if you want the best, you got to pay the price for the best.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. And I mean it's your effort, it's your time, it's your it's everything, and that's what goes
into it. Education, in the classroom, studying what you need to study. Some folks get a license and they're out just trying to generate commissions.
Yeah.
Other people study their craft and they know what they're doing.
So sometimes I see obviously there's like some major price points in real estate. When is it appropriate then to negotiate a commission? What is a good scenario? You're like, okay, I could see where that's a valid thing to do here.
Perhaps you could negotiate a commission when the market was at the peak and it was perhaps not that difficult to sell real estate.
Okay.
Well, that's not now.
Oh.
Okay. At this point in time, you need an expert.
Uh-huh.
This isn't what we're going to stick it on the market. It's going to go away.
Right, you
need an expert. Now, you need somebody that is good at negotiating and understands the back story to the legal documents and all of the, and we were talking this morning before we came in, we're getting requests for repairs at 9:40 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And, this morning before we come in here, we're negotiating those things. And somebody's willing to do that. It's just not a part-time person that's out there,
revolving
doing a couple deals a year.
Service, yeah.
And something that's important to note as well is in Florida, it's typically the seller that pays the broker commission, and then the broker offers out a co-op. So it's always been interesting to me when buyers come in and they're trying to negotiate, the commission that they're not even involved in, because that commission is paid for by the seller to the listing broker and then co-op from the listing broker to the buyer's broker. And then you have buyers coming in saying, well, can I get a piece of your commission? That'd be like going into a retail store saying, it's very interesting. But one of the cool things that I love about our brokerage, and there's other ma and pa type brokerages that are independent and, able to make these decisions, is we don't charge any transaction fees. Because there's some brokerages where if you're, and a consumer can say, I'm not paying a brokerage transaction fee. They can say, we refuse to pay that. And then the agent for them ends up eating the fee and paying it themselves to the broker. So that's one of the things, that we hear a lot from consumers. They're like,
what is transaction fee? Is that just like swiping a credit card? What does that mean?
No. So it's just a new fee that certain brokerages have come up with.
Okay. And, it's like a doc fee.
They call it a document storage fee
interesting.
Who knows, which we're required to keep our documents anyways.
Yeah.
Right. But, if you want to pay me an extra $600 to store it for you. We are anti-junk fees.
Yeah.
And that's something Steve has been passionate about. And thankfully we had that in common. So when we began this brokerage, that was a really important point. We feel like the commission that we are paid in real estate is sufficient. We're not going to tack on a bunch of other extra added things hidden in the...
We're not talking about $30 fees. We're not talking about small fees. I imagine we're talking about thousands and thousands of extra dollars.
Mm. Yeah. Typically, transaction fees are anywhere from what I've seen, $295 all the way up to $895.
Oh, wow.
And that's on perhaps each side of the transaction. And so when you ask what's negotiable, that would be negotiable.
Yes.
Okay.
And that is by regulation to be disclosed before they provide service.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of the brokers don't disclose that before they provide service, or they disclose it in some obscure document. And then it's a surprise to the buyer or the seller at the time of closing. So if you want to ask about what's a negotiable, that would be something that's negotiable. The transaction fee, or it's an add-on fee. And in fact, the modern, something that's in the legislation now is, considering, what Jenna said a moment ago, they call them junk fees.
Mm.
Airlines have been adding them on.
Yeah, man, I've seen them all the time.
And so different companies are just adding on a fee, and it just goes to their bottom profit line. Their level of service perhaps doesn't change.
Right.
Now, if they've got some level of service that you're paying for, Well, maybe that's justified.
We just, some perk or something that's going to enhance.
Just, yeah, we just haven't seen that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez. Well, let's also talk about, while we're talking about this whole home buying process, how can you best utilize your kind of evaluation tools? How can you best utilize your property appraisal from the property appraiser? How do those things come into play, and what's the best moves we can be doing during that process?
Yeah, the vocabulary is important because when you go to the county property appraiser's site, it will give you an assessed value.
Right.
And the assessed value is the value that's used by the county tax collector to tax your property. You have a millage rate times your taxable value, which starts with your assessed value, then minus any exemptions you might have to give you a taxable value, times your millage rate. And so that's all public information. And in fact, you know, Eddie Kramer, the local county property appraiser, did a presentation at the Board of Realtors recently, training realtors on how this works, because the assessed value is based upon when you acquire the property, what its value is at that point, minus some cost of doing business, minus your exemptions, to give you a taxable value.
Okay.
Now, let's contrast that with appraised value. Appraised value is where the bank sends out an appraiser to determine what is market value. And market value is what a willing buyer and willing seller would pay for a property at any point in time.
Okay.
So the market value is predictably, unless the market's in a bad turn, almost always far greater than the assessed value, the taxable value that you're taxed at.
Okay.
And so what happens, a buyer comes in and says, well, I got on the internet.
Yeah, here
and
we go.
It's assessed at $198,000. They bought the house in 1999.
That's me, though. Yeah, I would be this person, okay? Because I go on the internet and I see this price. I'm like, oh, hey! And then I get the reality served to me.
But then there's a homestead exemption by Florida constitutional provision that limits the increase in that assessed value to no more than 3% of the consumer price index, whichever is less year to year.
3% of the consumer price index.
3% gain or the consumer price index, whichever is less. And so you buy this house back in the 1990s, and today it's still assessed at, you know, around $200,000+. You're selling it for $380,000. So the buyer comes in and goes, well, why are you asking $380,000? It's assessed at $199,000. The assessment and the appraised value, two very different things.
Now this makes sense to me. Okay. Yeah.
And that's the benefit of homesteading your property, because the homestead is what allows you to lock it in at no more than a 3% increase per year. If it's not homesteaded, it's fair game.
I have homestead, Okay.
Yeah, that was one of the first things I did.
Yeah, it was, you have to do that. I was like, okay.
Get that done. And that protects you, right? And what's homestead portability? I see that on my list. What is homestead portability?
So homestead portability allows you, when you sell your current homestead and buy a new one, you can port over a portion of that locked-in rate into your new homestead.
Okay.
So it's a newer product that's just been out in the last 2 or 3 years. And it's great. We have a lot of people that are doing very well. You know, if a lot of people, if you lived in a home for 20, 30 years, you wouldn't want to sell your home because you're locked in. Well, now the ability to be able to port that to another property and still retain a portion of those savings is a huge advantage.
Wow. Sure.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's based on the value that's been established for your property at something close to a market rate versus what you're assessed at, which is that low number we talked about earlier. That difference is what you can take with you to your next homestead. And you can do it up to 3 years now. And what Jen was talking about a couple years ago, there was a vote, and you probably voted for this and didn't know it was a constitutional amendment.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of things on the ballot you don't know are there.
Yeah.
But up to 3 years now, you can take that accumulated value protection with you to your next homestead. So now you buy your next homestead and it's $400,000. You can reduce the amount that you're taxed at by that amount.
Okay.
And then apply
that difference.
And then apply the new assessment.
I thought homestead was one and done. So you're saying no, it can be, obviously it's
your rent. You have another homestead and another homestead. Okay. And you can take with you that accumulated protection, value protection to your next homestead. But you have to replace it within 3 years.
Okay.
And so some folks, like, you know, I have friends of mine that sold a home last year. And they had a school situation that they wanted to be in a particular school. They rented in that district because they couldn't find a house to buy in that district, so they're renting. Now they're back out looking for a homestead again. because they want to replace their homestead within that 3-year time frame so they can take port that accumulated gain.
Otherwise, they're going to lose it.
Yeah, after 3 years.
Have you ever seen that? Has that ever happened?
Well, it can happen. In fact,
file for extension or anything like that?
Not to my knowledge. Wow. In fact, I've had that as I'm a real estate instructor. I don't know if I explained that to you. But as a real estate instructor, I've had people come in on explaining portability in class and people going, well, I sold a home 4 years ago and I'm going, wow. You're out.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
You know, you're just out. You just lost your opportunity.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. The 3-year thing. Yeah, we got to read these ballads better. Okay.
and that's the reason to hire somebody like Jenna, who's a quality realtor and pay the fees.
Yeah.
Because they know this stuff. You know, you all bought houses. Did your realtor explain all this to you?
No, sir. Oh.
But I have a new one now. Hi. The best of the best is with us. That's all right.
Steve, can people contact you if they've got questions about things like this? We're going to talk to Jenna a little bit about the Hastings situation, the Charlotte Street property. Mm. But I just want to close out this discussion, if we can, by letting people know where they can get questions like this and more answered. Who do they call?
Yeah, they can call Great Expectations Realty.
Perfect. Awesome.
Yeah.
We'll add that right into the comments. That's perfect. Yeah. But ask for Steve, because you're very knowledgeable, sir. I enjoyed learning from you today. This was great. Yeah. I didn't know about these fees.
Amazing. You'd be shocked how many calls he gets a week from other brokers in the area that are needing help with their own transactions.
Really?
And he's such an advocate for all realtors in our community. You know, we're very fortunate to have him at our brokerage, obviously, but he has great relationships with all the broker owners in town because he is so knowledgeable.
That's super important.
Well, thank you so much. And transparency is such a big thing, a piece of this puzzle. So I appreciate all your knowledge.
And it can be hard to get.
Yeah.
It can be hard to get that transparency for sure. So Jenna, talk about some of this exciting stuff we got going on in Hastings. First of all, let's touch on this church a little bit. What's going on there?
So we have a church listed at 303 East Carter. And we've had... it's been listed for a little while, and we've had numerous contracts on it that for one reason or another have fallen through. The big challenge with the church is it doesn't qualify for financing as a residential property because right now it's as a church. It's set up as a church.
Okay.
So in order to qualify as a residential property, it has to go through a change of use and a shower has to be added. Those are two requirements that a residential lender requires. But I kid you not, I've had hundreds of people reach out wanting to buy this church and turn it into a house.
Yeah.
Really?
It's such a cool property.
And that's like something I'd love to do. Like that's so fun. Like you and I always talk about our castle, but like that is so cool to like see all like the stem shore stained glass windows, right? I mean, are there still original pews inside of this?
There are pews in there. Wow. It's just a really neat building. And the other thing is it's block and brick and it's built like a fortress.
Powerful. Oh, I love that.
And you know, for the price we have it listed at, you could not build something. You know, it's a fantastic opportunity. Mm. But yeah, we've had a lot of interesting realtors reach out with different ideas and, you know, it can be used for residential. If you're a cash buyer, you can of course buy it and renovate it. But to qualify for financing, that is the tricky part.
A shower? Okay. Can we just put a hose with a wing of prayer and like, there it
throw
is.
It out the back
Define shower fine. Here. Yeah.
I don't know why they won't let us do that. But the other cool thing about it is we're throwing in a vacant lot, a vacant buildable lot with the listing. So it's two lots. So you could potentially build a whole nother structure, whether it be, you know, something tied into a church. We've had people look at it. Right now, we don't want to rent it, but we've had a ton of people wanting to rent it. So it also could potentially be a great investment property for people, you know, put a tenant in it and hold on to it. But we've had a cat rescue that wanted to rent it. We've had a daycare facility that wants to rent it. There's been a lot of different things that have interest in it. But yeah, it's just a cool old building. So
right now, what is it? What can it be? Can it only be a church or can it be like a daycare?
Yep, it can be anything. So that particular zoning allows for a lot of different residential community type applications like a daycare, a church, anything community minded, like a nonprofit group would be perfect in there. Mm. You know, different things like that.
Are there ways around this, or are they pretty strict about it? Like, could I sell a couple t-shirts in the front and, like, I say it looks like it's a store, but I'm living there? No, you can't
this
do that.
This one is more in a neighborhood setting, so it's not, like, right on Main Street. So you're not going to get a lot of retail traffic that's going to drive by and walk in. That's why it's better suited for someone that's actually bringing in, you know, people. They're not looking for drive-by traffic.
Gotcha.
So.
Cool.
All right.
Interesting property, though. Mm-hmm.
I just saw a big story yesterday that I think seems to be catching some legs here, and it's about a home on Charlotte Street.
Yes.
So it's exciting, right?
It's a fabulous property. So we're very excited. As you know, it is so rare for something to come on the market in downtown, especially on those key streets.
Yeah.
And this particular property years ago was the La Pentola restaurant.
I remember that vaguely.
It is commercial, but the cool thing about it is upstairs could potentially be used for residential or an Airbnb. It allows for nightly rentals. And the upstairs has a separate entrance. So,
I remember that. Yeah.
It's a fantastic property. And it was remodeled by Gary McDonald. And he is like one of my favorites in town. He's amazing. Everything he touches is quality.
Yeah.
So
he still holds that old world style in the aesthetic. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's important. You don't want to change that.
Yeah.
In historic properties, that's very important. Mm-hmm. And the really cool thing about the property, which makes it so desirable, is it has a huge parking lot in the rear. So anything downtown that has parking
is like, we all get excited about that.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. That's a big deal. That's one of the biggest deals when considering a property in that area is what does the parking situation look like?
Yeah. And honestly, you know, while I think a buyer is probably going to retain some of the parking, it's big enough to where you could build a huge deck out back potentially and, you know, have additional seating and expand the business itself, just because obviously you make more money on seats and tables than you do in parking. Mm-hmm. But parking is so nice to have for employees to be able to park and the owner to be able to park. So
you really think that it definitely needs to stay like restaurant? That's probably that's the easiest way.
Restaurant bar is going to be the highest and best use because it's already built out for that. It has the hood, it has the kitchen, it has, you know, everything. It's already, you know, previously been that. So it's easier to get a license for that use. Mm-hmm. It could change. Someone could turn it into a B&B. They could turn it into we already received an offer on the property the first day on the market. And that particular buyer wanted to turn it into a residence. So zoning does allow for that.
Okay.
You know, so it's a unique property. It's a unique opportunity. It's just a matter of what the buyer's vision is.
How exciting.
Yeah. You know, I did a highest and best use analysis on this. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the highest and best use would be radio station / bar.
I love it. Wow. Great imagination. Right. Yes.
Steve hustling it over here. Yes. Right. Get him, buddy.
He's almost sold me two properties today. It's nuts. He's good at what he does, man.
And speaking of properties you got, there's a really interesting piece of property on Old Moultrie?
Oh, yes. Dixie Highway. Yeah, that's a great place.
Okay.
We listed that previously. It's been like an antique store, a thrift store, a lot of different things over the years. It's a wonderful opportunity for a local business person. It has a decent amount of parking. And as you know, Old Dixie and Old Moultrie right now, the traffic all day long is just sitting through there.
It is a prime spot. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And on the inside of it, it is such a bigger space than it appears from the outside.
It looks quirky.
It's very quirky. Yeah. It's got a lot of rooms, a lot of space in there. It really is. It just looks like it's just, you know, a smaller looking structure from the outside. But you get in there and it's huge.
It is. It's awesome. A lot of square footage. I would love to see like an artist come in and turn it into a retail / studio.
Yeah.
It is so quirky. And I think that is what would make it such a cool gallery or, you know, some type of little retail shop.
Any backstory on like the originality of the building? Like, do you remember or know anything?
It's been so many different things over the years. Tanya that owns it, she also owns Out There Antiques, and she's amazing. She's such a wonderful person, and she has done cool little businesses over the years, and she's, of course, had tenants in place. So it's also a good investment opportunity if someone wants to buy it and put a tenant in it. But yeah, it's just a neat property.
It is really cool. Nice. Great lighting, too. Yeah.
Heck yeah. Very, very cool place.
Yeah.
Well,
and its highest and best use is radio studio / bar.
I'm selling it. I like it. Can't knock it. I like it.
I'm leaving the studio out of money. I mean, I'm just not going to have any money for
a long
time.
We don't have any money anyway.
I know.
IOUs, Steve. They're just as important. That's I put it on a post-it note. I'll pay you later.
Can I give you a bunch of Dumb and Dumber, a briefcase with Dumb and Dumber IOUs in there?
It's just as valuable as money,
just
sir.
Just as good.
It's a start.
There you go. All right. Well, Jenna, Steve, thank you all so much for coming by this afternoon. We really appreciate it. Jenna, tell us where we can find you, contact you about these properties, and if we have any questions as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is gerealty.us, and my phone number is 904-806-4274.
Awesome.
Fabulous.
Thank you
so much. Always a wealth of knowledge and a fun conversation when you come in. We appreciate you.
Great to see you.
You too. Man, valuable information.
I want that church.
I got to tell you, if you are going to buy a house, first off, always work with a real estate agent. Don't do what I did.
Yeah.
Second of all, you got to call the folks at Great Expectations. Yeah. They care about you. They want you to win. I mean, at the end of the day, they want you to win. And that's so important.
There's a lot of scary stuff that goes on with purchasing a big thing like this. This is the biggest thing you're going to do in your life. And why don't you work with the best and people that are in great hands? I know I can ask silly questions. I can be myself and that will take me to the finish line no matter what. Yeah. That's what's important.
Yeah. My biggest thing was like, this is a small home. It's not a big deal. I don't even want to bother a real estate agent with helping me with this. I can handle it myself. And looking back on it, I'm like, man, I should not have done that.
Hey, you got in the door. You're in the door.
I'm in the door.
We got something to play with. We can always flip it.
That's right. All right, man. Old Town Trolley, a significant part of Old Town Trolley's philosophy is to give back to the communities in which they operate. And they operate in a lot more than just our communities, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Old Town Trolley is proud to offer their sincere appreciation and support to our St. Johns County schools, Patriots Service Dogs, which is a Jacksonville-based 501c3 organization. They're dedicated to placing service dogs with returning veterans in need. It's such an important
big topic.
Mission they have.
Yep.
Yeah. Old Town Trolleys also offers uncountable transportation donations to many local fundraisers and events, such as Light Up the Night, 4th of July fireworks, which we love, the Beach Blast Off, and the Holly Jolly Shopping Trolley.
Always fun.
How about that? check in with our friends at Old Town Trolley. Don't forget about the Hometown Pass, hometownpass.com. Take advantage of everything they're offering to locals. They care about our community. They are the Green Trains.
Yes, with the cool socks.
That's right, with the cool socks that Troy had on this morning.
And Panache, every guest every time since 1987. Panache opened its doors to be a cut above the rest. Their mission at Panache is to care for their team, guests, and community from scalp to soul and bring the joy to the world one service at a time. The Panache difference is their carefully chosen and highly trained staff there to exceed your expectations. The same goes for their elegant salon space dedicated to guest comfort and devotion to innovation and artistry. They're focused on making your day and continually raising the bar by aligning with Aveda's mission of ethical and sustainable business practices and its high fashion aesthetic. They share Aveda's exceptional standards of quality products, treatments, guest care, and everything they do reflects the standards of an Aveda salon. Get posh and go to getpanache.com and get with the big surprise tomorrow.
Big
so excited.
Big surprise tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
She is so pumped coming in studio. I can't wait to see Michelle. It's been
That's
a
so
bit.
Exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see her either. It's been way too long.
Yeah.
Way too long. It is horoscope time.
Way too long. Yeah.
Everybody's like, we could wait a little longer for our horoscopes, Pete. We don't need those as quickly as possible. Yes, you do. We've got Libra and Aquarius on deck today. Clay, horoscope music, please, sir. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Libra, here's where we'll start. Libra. Do it. That adorable sun freckle on your nose will leave you 1 year later on a ventilator.
Oh, great. Get it checked out. That's
all. While your dermatologist lectures you about SPF.
Yeah.
Don't you hate those lectures?
I hate all lectures.
Yep, me too, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Actively suggest it's better for me.
Here you go. Aquarius, here we go. Face the facts, you're a hilarious drunk.
Oh, yeah.
You have something in your teeth.
That's it. Lost.
That's it. Done.
Easy peasy.
Aquarius, that was not the worst you've ever had.
No. They got beat up last week, though.
Yes,
yeah.
They did. All right, man. What do we got as far as events coming up in St. John's County?
Okay. Castillo Craft Day is coming up this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay. Join volunteers and staff at the Castillo de San Marcos from 10 to 4 Saturday, March 25th for a craft day in honor of Women's History Month. Meet ladies from eras of St. Augustine's history and watch them demonstrate the skills and trades kept the colony surviving and thriving for the past 450 years. You might even get to try your hand at your own craft. Wow. Ooh.
Regular entrance fees apply.
Okay. All right. You're supposed to say that fast. Regular entrance fees apply.
Say clearly.
I can't even say
yeah.
That fast. Yeah.
Update from the River House. Okay, so they added now Tai Chi with Andrew Schirmacher. Very, very cool. And line dancing with Ramona Walter, also on Tuesday. That starts at 11:15 and it ends at about 12:30. These are new classes, so sign up. And then afterwards, you can do writing a nonfiction book with Bobby Lineker. Very, very cool.
Wow. Yes.
Thank you. Sweeping the nation.
Very, very nice.
And then what else we got? We've got the Pachacacha.
Okay.
Coming up, volume 17. This one's on permission. This is back at the St. Augustine Amphitheater front porch. Or is it back porch? Back porch, right?
Back porch?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Back porch?
Is it front porch? Oh,
there
it is.
Both.
It
says, got both.
It starts with an F. It's there front porch. There it is. Sound it out.
Front porch. Yeah.
April 5th is the night. It starts at 6 p.m. They have different local artisans. There will be poets. There'll be spoken word. And they'll come together and talk about the topic of permission. It's very, very, very cool. So check out Pachacacha. I believe it's a free event. I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. They're doing a lot more of those now.
Yeah. Cool. Starting to spring up. It's very nice.
Yeah. I mean, you pretty much kicked them into celebrity.
Put them on the map. Yeah. Put them on the map.
Put
thank
on the
you.
Map
yes.
Here in
yes.
St. Augustine.
Me and Kurt St. Thomas,
that's
my
right.
buddy. Yeah.
That's right.
Famous. He's doing great with his movie.
I know.
EOA. Very
cool.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Very cool to see.
He's tagging us in a lot of stuff. I like it.
Here's one for you. This is our last one today. Sunday, April 16th at 2:30 p.m. Square Dancing Workshop with Skin and Bones Workshop Tent Sunday at the St. John's County Fairgrounds in Elkton. This is going on during the Gamble Rogers Folk Festival, but if you want to learn how to square dance and workshop, there you go. Do-si-do and bring your partner round and round.
All right. Very good. All right, man, before we get into our funny for today, got to remind you that the Bailey Group can help you get enrolled in health insurance or a Medicare plan, and it doesn't have to be complicated at all. It can be quite the opposite. At the Bailey Group, you're going to work with a local insurance advisor to find just the right plan for you, just the right coverage for all your specific needs, your budget, all that good stuff. Their goal is to make getting covered simple. No added costs or fees. We like all the people with no added costs and fees today.
Mm-hmm.
The Bailey Group handles individual health and Medicare, corporate benefits, and financial needs for all their clients. Let them change your life today, 904-461-1800.
And when the United Way of St. John's opened in 1957, it was known as the Community Chest. That was the first year they raised $48,000. Well, the United Way of St. John's has changed a lot, but their focus hasn't. Today, with a total impact of over $3 million annually, they continue to fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. Serving both Putnam and St. John's counties, the United Way of St. John's is the only organization that brings us together to focus on the community problems that matter the most.
And I'm so ready to give you credit for a perfect read, bro. I was so ready,
close.
Man.
Jeez. How are those partners finding sharing vision, energy, passion, expertise, and resources to get the work done? Every year, the United Way of St. John's is amazed by the generous hearts and continued support of those in our community. It's amazing what happens when we live united.
That's it, man. So close.
So close.
So close. I don't think any of us have nailed the reads perfectly.
It's getting harder and harder.
That's it, man. All right, what do we got for our funny today,
okay,
sir?
Very inspired, but very kind of cool, too. The most breathtaking forgotten places shared by this Twitter account. I figured since Jenna was coming on today, we could talk about some places.
Cool. Right,
so abandoned president's heads in this Royal Virginia field. How cool
what?
Is this, though?
That's what do we have to do to get one of those in our studio?
I know,
how
right?
How do we transport those?
I can't believe that exists.
Abandoned president's heads.
Yeah, like they must have been sculpting it or something,
yeah.
And maybe they're rejects.
And those are really good, too.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Wow.
How about this next one? Old tanks left underwater.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful, though.
It's from Atlantis.
Yeah.
How do you get tanks in the water like that?
Well, maybe the tanks just fell in. I don't know. Maybe they were on a bridge.
Yeah. Okay.
Next up, hidden in an enchanted forest. This is church. This is the church that I'm envisioning in Hastings.
Yeah.
It's not this, but that's what I want it to look
that
like.
That looks cool. I would love to stumble upon stuff like this.
Yeah, man. Right?
Just no, walk. My problem is I don't walk in the woods at all.
Because you're going to get a rash. I know,
right,
me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm not risking a rash for a church.
No, found this beautiful tree growing inside an abandoned silo while this person was exploring.
Okay, I like it, man.
Yeah, interesting.
I like this
nature.
One.
This next one, this is abandoned hotel in Europe.
Whoa, how fun would that be to visit and walk through something
right?
Like that?
Yeah,
seriously.
Like, yeah. Next up, telephone booth cemetery in the outskirts of London.
Oh,
that is, that would be fun to play like hide and seek though.
Yeah,
in the daylight maybe. Yeah.
What are you, five?
Sometimes. Next up, these dark hedges in Ireland. Doesn't this remind you of Magnolia Street?
Well, it does, except a creepy version of it.
I know, right? Next one. This is an abandoned castle in Ireland.
How is that abandoned?
Wow.
How is nobody living there?
How can you just go and visit that? That looks so fun, though.
Seriously. How do you buy that?
Yeah.
Jenna, get Jenna back in here.
Here, how do we get... There it is, Jenna.
This. It's got to be dirt cheap. Needs a ton of repairs. I'm living it just the way it is.
Just, What are you, Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, I am on the top of the mountain. Yeah.
Next up, look at this eerie yellow brick road from the abandoned Land of Oz theme park in North Carolina. I didn't know this existed.
Oh, it is a creepy, creepy thing right now.
Oh,
I've seen videos where they visit this. It's a creepy place right now.
But, I want to see it. And our last one, this is abandoned railway overtaken by nature. Look at the waterfall, really cool. Made its own home there. Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
These
are just like works of art.
They're beautiful
places, man.
Yeah. Wow, that was a fun segment.
Cool. Great segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great way to end our show today. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you again to our friends at Great Expectations Realty. They are the experts on real estate here in town. They are the only people you need to call when you are looking to buy or sell a home. I'm always so impressed by the information
they bring.
Absolutely. Seriously, it's so valuable. Thank you guys out there for watching, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.